Welcome to Parsha Podcast. We're up to Shishi. Parsha's told us, "Ve'itad l'cha Elokim, mital shamayim v'misham neharatz, v'rov dagon v'sirosh." Hashem miras hadin Elokim should give to you the dews of the heavens and the fat of the earth, and great amounts of grain and wine. Elokim, Rashi says, means miras hadin, that Kadosh Baruch Hu will give them the brachas, and Yaakov's children will get the brachas, where only when Midas Hadin is maskim, as opposed to Esav, will have it both, whether it's Tzadik or Rasha. Yaakov's bracha is dependent completely upon a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And he says that Shlomo Melech learned from this, that this is the Ofi of the Yid, who understands that Kadosh Baruch Hu is guiding him constantly, b'tzidkus, b'minyas adin, with justice, even when he doesn't see it. And this is the whole of the interaction of a yid with a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Yavducha amim v'yishtachavu lecha le'umim, nations will serve you, countries will bow to you, hevig v'yishtachavu, you will be a master to your brothers, and the offspring of your mother will bow before you. Those who curse you will be cursed, and those who bless you will be blessed. Rashi comments that this is different than Bilam. Bilam, it's told that those who he blesses will be blessed, and those who he curses are cursed. He says because the righteous, it might start out as a curse, but ultimately comes around as a bracha and serenity. And by Rishayim, it might be a path that seems calm, but ultimately in the end will end with curse. Maybe not in this world, but in the next world. Vayhi kasher kila Yitzchak levarach es Yaakov. Vayhi ach yatzo yatzah Yaakov me'es p'nei Yitzchak aviv ve'esav achiv uba mitzedo. And it was as soon as Yitzchak finished the bracha and Yaakov just had slipped out, in walked Esav, his brother came from the side. V'yas gam hu mat'amim, and he also made delicious things. V'yavei l'aviv, and he brought them to his father. V'yomer l'aviv, and he said to his father, Yakum avi, arise, my father. V'yochol mitzed beno ba'avor t'varchani nafshecha. Come and eat from the game of your son, in order that your soul shall bless me. Vayomer lo Yitzchak aviv miata, and Yitzchak his father said, "Who are you?" Vayomer ani bincha bechorcha Esav, I am your firstborn son Esav. Vayicharad Yitzchak charada gedola ad meod, and Yitzchak trembled a great and horrible trembling. Rashi says it's because he saw Gehenna open up under Esav. Vayomer mia. Efo hu atzada tzayid vayaveli ochel mikol beterem tavo v'arvacheyu gam boruch yeh. Who is the one who came before, who hunted meat and brought it to me, and I ate before you came, and I blessed him? He should also be blessed. Rashi adds that he brought everything. I tasted everything that I had asked him to bring. He brought to me. I figured it was you, but I realized that it must have been Yaakov. But if he was able to do that, so he should be blessed. I'm blessing him bechavan and on purpose. Keshamua Esav is divrei aviv vayitzak tzaaka gedola umara ad meod. And when Esav heard the words of his father, he cried a great cry, a very bitter cry. Vayomer aviv barcheni gam ani avi, and he said to his father, also bless me, my father. Vayomer ba achicha b'mirma. Your brother came with mirma, is generally trickery. Rashi translates as with wisdom. Vayikach b'yachasecha, and he took your brachos. Vayomer hachi kara shemo Yaakov. Oh wow, he is truly a Yaakov. V'yakveni ze pa'amayim. He outwitted me twice. Es bechorasi. Lakach v'hine ata lakach birchasi. He stole my bechora, and now he stole my bracha. Vayomar halo hatzalta li bracha. And he said, can you give me a portion of bracha as well? Rashi adds, Yitzchak was scared. What did I do wrong that I blessed the smaller one before the greater one? And I changed the entire parsha over here. And then Esav started to say, oh, you know, he stole my bechora, and told the story. And then Yitzchak said, oh, I see now very clearly that I gave the bracha to the right person. Indeed, he should be blessed. Vayan Yitzchak vayomer le'esav hen gvir samtilach. It's called Echav Nasatilo Lavadim Vedagan Vesirosh Samachtiv. I've made him a master over you, and all of his brothers are to be his slaves. Bread and wine will be his meals. Ulachai Foma Esebini. What can I do for you, my son? Vayomer Esav Elaviv, Habracha Achasi Lachavi? Do you only have one bracha, my father? Barcheni gam ani avi, also bless me, my father. Ve'isa Esav kolo vayevk, and Esav raised his voice and cried. Vayan Yitzchak avi vayomer elav, and Yitzchak his father answered. Hini meshamne ha'aretz yehi moshavecha u'mital ha'shamayim me'al. He said to him, look, the fats of the lands will be your dwelling, and the dews of sky will be upon you. Reminding you of Rashi's earlier comment that it comes whether you're tzaddik or rasha, that there's no variance. It doesn't depend on your righteousness. V'achar b'chatichia, you will live by your sword. V'yasachicha ta'avod, and you will serve your brother. V'yakashia tarid ufarakta ulal mi'al tzavarecha. But when Yaakov will stumble, you will throw off his yoke. Rashi adds, when Chalila, his children, will neglect the Torah, then you will have the opening to be in pain that he took the brachas from you. You will toss off the yoke of his servitude. V'yistom Esav es Yaakov al habracha asher be'ercho aviv. And Esav held in the anger and the hate that he had for Yaakov following Rasag and a little bit of Unklas over there regarding Yaakov and the bracha that he took from his father. V'yomer Esav belibo, and Esav said in his heart, Yikrivu yume evil avi. The days of my father's mourning are coming soon. V'harga es Yaakov achi, and I will kill my brother Yaakov. Rashi says that soon my father is going to pass away, so I won't kill Yaakov while he's alive because I don't want to hurt him. I don't want to bother him. V'yugad l'Rivka es divrei Esav b'na ha'gadol, and Rivka heard the words of Esav, her older son. Rashi says that she had Ruach HaKodesh to hear that this is what was going on in Esav's heart. V'tikra l'Yaakov b'na ha'katon v'tomer elav, hine Esav achicha misnachem l'cha l'hargecha. She called to Yaakov, her younger son, and said to him, Esav is going to kill you. He's changed his mind. He's going to kill you. Rashi says two different approaches. Number one is that he has misnachem, means to reconsider, he's reconsidered his brotherhood with you, he's rejected it, he's returned from it, he's turned away from it. And the midrash, more midrashic answer Rashi brings, is as well, misnachem, Rashi says it's as if he's already, that you're already dead, and he's already taking consolations upon your death, and that he's getting over the fact that you're dead. Both are usages of the word misnachem in this pasuk. V'yata b'ni shma b'koli. Now listen, my son. Listen to my voice. V'kum brach lecha el lovan achi charana. Go, run away to the town of Charan, to my brother Lavan. V'yashavti mo yamim achadim. Stay there for a little while. Ad asher tashuv chamas achicha. Until your brother's anger settles down. Ad shuv af achicha mimcha. Until your brother's anger departs from you, v'shachach as asher asisalo, he'll forget what you did to him. V'shalachti v'lakachticha misham, and I will call you back from there. Lama eshkal gam shnechem yom echad. Why should I lose both of you in one day? What does it mean, one day? What's the implication over here? Well, the lashon of shikul means to be childless, and yom echad means that either number one, that Yaakov will kill Esav, and then Esav's children will kill Yaakov, or that she saw in Ruach HaKodesh, ultimately the day that Yaakov died, and they were bringing him up, and Esav was killed on that same day for his refusal to let Yaakov into the Maras HaMachpelah, like the Gemara in Sota says. V'tomer Rivka el Yitzchak, katzdi b'chaye mipnei benos ches. Rivka said, I'm really disgusted by these Hittite women, the ones, of course, that Esav had as wives, and it's a very strong lashon. Rashi says means that I'm sick to my life with them. Im lokeach Yaakov isha mibnos ches ke'elim mibnos ha'aretz. Lama lichayim, why am I alive at all? Just for my children to end up being idol worshippers, my grandchildren being idol worshippers. I couldn't stand it. Yitzchak, we got to do something. Vayikra Yitzchak el Yaakov v'yavarech oso. And Yitzchak called Yaakov and he blessed him. V'yitzaveil v'yomer lo, lo sikach isha mibinos kanan. Don't take a Canaanite woman as a wife. Kum lech padena aram, go to Padan Aram, Besa Besuol Avi Imecha, to the house of Besuol, the father of your mother. Fekel Shakai Yavarachoscha, Fayafracha, Fayerbecha, Fayisa Lekalamim. And the one who has so many brachas will bless you, increase you, multiply you, and you will become a congregation of nations. V'yitin lecha es birkas Avraham lecha lezaracha itach, and you'll have the bracha of Avraham for you and your children who are with you. L'rishtecha es eretz mikurecha, you'll come to inhabit the land of your dwellings, asher nasan Elokim l'Avraham, that Elokim Hashem gave to Avraham. What's the bracha of Avraham? That they will become a great nation, and that their nation will be so renowned that people will speak of them whenever they're giving brachas. Your children will be that great nation, and your children will be that nation which is blessed.